Tessa got flu from NBC Nightly News. I looked down at Tessa in the bed and said, I wish God would let me give you some of my muscles. She looked up at me all sleepy and said, He does. Every day. Because this is a humor blog, I should explain that this is funny because neither of us were believing in God very much right then. Don't get me wrong, we believe in God on the basic service plan like everybody else. We live with a teenager, so we have to believe in God. But we don't believe in God like, say, Rick Santorum or one of those heavies. Rick is like a Shiite Christian. We're more like Buddhist Christians. You just take the world on its own terms and don't harm children and animals, or you'll be reincarnated as Michael Moore's anus or something. And then here's a graphic of my face as Michael Moore's anus. Yeah, Michael Moore has a really churlish grin on his face. It also means we don't follow many rules. Like, Tessa can get sick on a Saturday if she wants, and she doesn't have to go to the acute care clinic or the ER. She just calls her doctor's number and he will prescribe something for her. They don't want her running around town getting sicker. We got our flu vaccinations about 3 weeks ago, and we were doing fine until NBC Nightly News ran a report last week that said the influenza vaccine reduces hospitalizations by only 8% and reduces deaths by only 5%. Okay, thanks, guys. Enough with the facts already. How about a little good old-fashioned bullshit when we really need it? So now my suction machine is pulling up these lovely pastel green substances from her lungs, and the antibiotics are knocking her around like chemotherapy. If she's not better by Monday, they're going to do chest x-rays. This is a humor blog, so let me just close by saying, Turkey Dick Fart!